A man and his young daughter, who drowned while trying to cross into the US, have been laid to rest a week after they were found floating lifeless in the Rio Grande. Their deaths have highlighted the risks many of those fleeing Central America for the US are facing. Barbara Miller compiled this report, and a warning, it does contain distressing details.
It was a private funeral after a very public death. A 25-year-old man, Oscar Ramirez Martinez, and his daughter Valeria, not even 2 years old, were photographed as they lay face down in the Rio Grande after they drowned while trying to reach the US from Mexico. The little girl was still tucked inside her father's T-shirt. A woman attending the funeral spoke to media afterwards, saying her heart broke for the family.
It's hard and it's terrible, the pain that they are going through. It's an incomparable pain that only God can feel. We came to accompany them. They were members of the congregation.
They fled El Salvador. They fled our country. It is our fault.
El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, has acknowledged that his country must do more to make life safer at home.
We haven't been able to provide anything, not a decent job, not a decent school. What if this little girl would have a decent school here, a decent healthcare system for her and her family, a decent house with water supply, a decent job, living in a zone where a gang member will not come and rape her and kill her family. I think migrate is a right, but it should be an option, not an obligation.
In San Martin in San Salvador, where Oscar Martinez and his daughter hailed from, the local priest said life was tough.
En los tres años y medio que llevo, podría...
In my 3.5 years here, 90% of families in the community have suffered violence. It fills us with sadness. You don't see the gangs in plain sight, but they are here. Just a week ago, they killed a young man in an alley nearby.
The San Martin mayor, Victor Manuel Rivera, called on the government to act soon to prevent more deaths.
The main problem in our country is job opportunities, and that's why youth leave the country. And it's unfortunate what happened while crossing the river. We call on the government to create employment stability along with guarantees for investors so that they can come to our country and create opportunities and avoid tragedies like this.
Tears streaming down her face, the dead man's mum, Rosa, spoke to the BBC about her loss.
I cried a lot when we parted because...
I cried a lot when we said goodbye because I felt in my heart it was the last time I was going to embrace him, she said. Rosa Ramirez is mourning her son and her granddaughter. On the 18th of July, she would be 2 years old, she said, of the little girl. She's left a hole because she was a joyful girl. This house isn't the same without her shouts and the sound of her. Oscar Martinez and his daughter are among several hundred migrants known to die each year trying to cross into the US. As the Trump administration talks tough on illegal migration, their deaths have shone a light on the circumstances many of those who make the perilous journey are facing at home. But Mr. Martinez's mother says she'd tell others not to try to make it to the US.
Que no intenten eso.
Rosa Ramirez says she knows everything is very difficult in El Salvador, but she says our lives are more valuable.
Barbara Miller with that report.